Whitman is here in the studio, and I have to say I'm a little bit breathless, Wallace. You and I have not actually been in the studio together.
How about this? Of all the times we've met in office, here we are together, and isn't it about time?
Finally, is all I have to say. It's a conspiracy that's kept us apart.
It is the conspiracy. How are you? Hey, doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you very much,
really
Wallace.
Great job. I won't tell Jesse Mulligan that.
Don't breathe a word of it.
He doesn't need to know.
I'm putting the focus back on you. How are you going?
Hey, look, I'm great, Susanna. And we have a big Friday show coming up for you. We kick off with Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction overturned by a top New York court. Now, this case kick-started the global hashtag MeToo movement. It's been a bit shock news today, so we digest that just after six. What are the repercussions? What's the follow-on from that? And what are people saying about it? So we kick off with that on the panel, Susanna. Also today, the issue of whether the fast-track bill could lead to pork barrel politics. You know, a cheeky donation to those in the right places. We discuss that on today's panel. And new research. So Kiwis over 65 are staying in paid work longer to transition into retirement. So if you're listening and if you are 65 plus and still working, I'd just love to know what you do. Why do you do it? 2101 is text. And finally, Susanna, on the program, is table etiquette still important? Gen Z apparently in danger of giving up table manners like, I don't know, no phones at the table or open mouth eating. So what do you insist on? Do napkins, for example, belong on the lap or tucked into your shirt? I've never known the correct way, by the way. So text us, 2101. I don't know, Susanna, if there is an issue around etiquette with you, whether you think that elbows on table are important or not.
Well, you know, because I'm Gen X, I'm happy to say that. I do still have the built-in trauma and memory of needing to pull my elbows in. Same. All these years later, we're talking decades, more than four decades of pulling these elbows in. But I do like a good table etiquette observed. I'm not interested in the open mouth. Why would I be? No one's interested in my open mouth eating. Anyway, just saying.
Wasn't that a thing? The elbow on the table, and I could never understand it. Off, because I'm Gen X too. And that was a big deal. And so when I went out, for example, for a romantic dinner with my wife when I first started dating, did that apply?
Because
I couldn't lean across, could I? Because
no.
You couldn't have your elbows on the table.
Bring you in here, the panel producer, Ayana Piper-Helian.
Yes, kia ora. Well, I think that some etiquette should be left in the past. Do you both actually have napkins at your dinner table every night?
Yes.
No. You do?
You do.
I love linen. You're both looking at me and your eyes are a little bit wide and there's nothing coming out of your mouth. And this is not a word of a lie.
On your lap or tucked in?
Well, it depends what you're eating. I spent the 1990s working in restaurants in New York City.
Did you?
Many, many a white cloth napkin folded. Yes, I can fold many things with a napkin, but that remains to be seen.
So you bought
but
that
yes,
out.
Now,
yeah, okay.
And so the thing is that, of course, if you're having spaghetti, it's completely understood that you're going to tuck it in. And I always say to my sweetheart, pop the napkin in there, preserve the shirt. Carried away. But, of course, you need a napkin in order to
All
do
right,
that.
All right, so can I ask you a question then? Oh. Is it bad manners then to go to, say, if you've a rare treat and go fine dining, to tuck your napkin into your shirt?
I don't think so, no. I think
ahead
and do it. Go ahead and do it.
It'd probably be worse to ignore the napkin entirely and leave it all nicely folded up. I think you should just shake it out. Yeah, put it on your lap, tuck it in.
Use that napkin. That's what it's there for. And besides, fine dining, surely the chef, the kitchen, want to know that you're enjoying your food.
But
isn't that
a
mark of enjoyment?
Doesn't it look weird?
It's not about looks, is it? I mean, so long as you're not slurping and slopping and making a terrible mess.
I also think elbows on table. I'm not too fussed if people want to do that, but please keep them tucked in if you're sitting next to someone. I think it's absolutely rude to invade someone's space with your elbows.
Yeah.
And absolutely no phones at the table. Don't go bring
100%.
Don't go bring
100%. So we all agree on that. Yeah, no phones.
No phones at the table. I mean, come on. Is nothing sacred? We've got a ton of texts coming in. I don't know. Are we going to them too soon? Should we have a wee look here? Christina says, Susanna, they use linen dinner napkins at Burwood Hospital.
Go Burwood Hospital.
Go Burwood. Burwood. Elbows on the table, question mark, question mark. No uncooked joints on the table, we used to say.
So that's it. Yeah, no uncooked joints.
I haven't heard that before, but that says it all. That says it all. Can we squeeze one more in?
Of course you can.
Wallace, dinner napkin on your lap, exclamation mark. Mother said tucked in ones were for travelling salesmen.
Text of the day.
And that's from Christina. Well done.
Salesman.
Keep them coming. Now, while Wallace catches his breath, Ayana, what else are we observing during the panel tonight?
Yes, what caught my attention today for story of the day was a news article in the New Zealand Herald with some research on road rage. Now, I'm assuming that many people will have done the smart thing and taken an extra long weekend and had today off, but we obviously all have not.
We missed that memo, clearly.
So for many people out there, it's a long weekend. There's more people on our roads. And on Easter weekend, the stats this year were pretty shocking.
Yep.
7 people lost their lives over Easter. And it made me think about road rage, which is so common, especially with roads so busy. And I think most of us have probably experienced some annoyance on the road. But road rage, if it's severe, can cloud people's judgment, lead to injuries and deaths. And I was curious about why we get it in the first place and, more importantly, how we avoid it. So let me rattle off some really annoying behaviours that we might experience on the road. Seeing someone texting while driving, someone speeding up to make it through an orange light, tailgating, driving really slowly, not indicating, and what really annoys me as well, passing cyclists dangerously. Is there any other behaviours that annoy you both?
Well,
really grind your gears?
Tailgating is a key one, isn't it? Because it's just that sort of inert aggressiveness. Seriously, just get away from my back.
Yeah.
You know.
Give me some room to breathe.
Yes.
Plus the other one is just that cutting in. I mean, I think drivers in Auckland obviously are a lot more considerate, would be my experience.
That's a hot take.
And maybe we need to think about, I don't know, I'd be keen to hear, because of course I'll be listening, I'll be in the traffic and listening to you on my way home. I'm keen to hear how people find people's behaviour. Yeah. You know, merge like a zip.
Yeah. And also when I see other drivers pull the fingers and get really annoyed at other drivers, when I see someone experiencing road rage, it makes me get angry myself. So anyway, Mark Wilson is a professor in psychology at the Victoria University of Wellington, and he says that there is more going on than we think with road rage. So apparently we've got a bit of a tendency to attribute people's behaviours to their personalities, but it's really important that we recognise that people don't just fly off the handle for no reason. For example, you might think someone is being really rude and cutting into your lane, but actually they might be have the light in their eyes and you know, have something like that going on. The safety of our own vehicles, it's really, we can often misinterpret people's actions as malicious when they're in fact not. So some tips to avoid road rage, reframe the situation. Maybe if you're in traffic and you're getting annoyed by being in traffic, just turn up the music or a podcast and sort of distract yourself, thinking positive thoughts.
Open the window, fresh air.
Yeah. Counting to 10. But also just remembering, road rage is dangerous. I don't want to be that
hugely.
Person. I don't want to spend this time feeling angry
what
and upset.
I would like to know, because I used to have a week chat with a colleague, Kelly Bolton, who lived in Tokyo, and we used to discuss the issues there. He was saying, here's one difference from Aotearoa to Tokyo, that where he lives, there is no road rage in Tokyo is non-existent. So the world's largest city, no road rage. I said, what do you mean? What do they do? He goes, okay, so if you have a crash, the two people get out of the car and they're extremely sorry to each other.
Yeah,
we both mucked up. And he said it is the polar opposite to New Zealand. How about that? So how do we compare to other countries is what I'd like to know.
Yeah, interesting. And also just why, how is it so hard to be considerate?
Well, that's
I mean, put it this way, when we're walking on the footpath, we're not interested in people walking close to us or even banging into us. Mm. You know, we've got that sense of space. Why can't we be that way drivers?
The other day, I banged my shopping trolley into someone else and we were both profusely sorry to each other. I'm so sorry. I didn't do my middle finger and say, get out of the way!
Yes, expletive language. Yeah. No, stay calm.
And I'm quite curious about those people that drive for a living, your truck drivers, your taxi drivers, your delivery people. Surely you wouldn't last in that job if you let road rage get to you. So I want to know from them, how do you avoid it? Because you don't want to be angry. You wouldn't be angry all the time in that job.
Exactly. We've got a lot in there and there are quite a few texts pouring through, but I'm going to leave that for you both to decipher.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.